Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me,
welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. So we're commemorating September 11, 2001. This is the 14th anniversary. And this hour, 14 years ago, hateful, evil people flew an airplane into a tower and began the mayhem of 9/11. And about 45 minutes later, another plane flew in. About 45 minutes from right about now, another plane flew in to the South Tower. And then, as we know, later on, a plane crashed into the Pentagon. And then not long after that, those heroic, courageous, amazing people on Flight 93 took over the airplane, and to at least enough to a degree that the plane was not able to be delivered to its evil result that they had planned. So when I see the evilness and the courage, You can't think about that day, folks, without imagining the battle between the evilness and the good. Think about that. Think about what was occupying that plane. Two or three evil guys, and the rest of the people in that plane were good people, and they took over and they solved that problem. But they did it. It cost them their lives. What kind of love does that, my friends? When the buildings were on fire in New York City, in downtown Manhattan, the police officers and the firemen running into that building, the emergency personnel running into that building, they were told, "We're going in, men, ladies, gentlemen, we're going in. We might not come back." They were told that. And they went in anyway. What kind of love does that? Where does that come from? How is it that the humanity is filled with people who are so good that they can demonstrate that kind of love, and yet we can have a few people who are so evil that they can create that kind of mayhem, that kind of chaos, that kind of murder? What is it about people? What is it about human beings? And so this is the world we live in. And I love what Edmund Burke said. I mentioned it in the last segment. The only way for evil to succeed is for good men to do nothing. The bad news is, the evil is easier to leverage than good. The good news is they're more good than evil. But we have to keep going, folks. Good people have to be, we have to continue to be courageous. We have to continue to be alert. We have to continue to be prepared to demonstrate agape love. You know, the Greeks have three kinds of three ways of saying love. Philo, for brotherly love. Eros, for romantic love. And then agape. Agape love is love that you demonstrate, things that you do for someone else, for someone you don't even know. If you help someone along the way, in any given day, if you hold a door, if you do something for someone that you'll never meet, you'll never know their name, but in passing, you do something for them, that's a little bit of agape love. That's on a low level, on a smaller scale, that's agape love. Showing some humanity to those people, to that person. You helping that one person, perhaps. Our men and women in uniform who run towards the danger when you and I are running away. For those people, for our men and women in military uniforms standing a post around the world, for our men and women in fighting uniforms and emergency medical personnel, those folks, agape, I don't think they think about it. I don't think they use this word I'm using. They don't have to use this word. It's just stipulated. It is stipulated that if I suit up today, I'm putting myself in a position where something on this planet are going to call on me. I'm prepared to stand a post where whatever the assignment uniform on, I'm prepared to stand a post where agape is stipulated. It is understood. Perform. I will deliver. I will perform a loving act that might put me in harm's way. But because I'm such a good human being, they don't say this, but this is the result of it. Because they actually do that. So next time you see someone in the military, next time you see someone wearing any kind of emergency
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.